Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff you're doing for the community. This program is sponsored in part by the United Steelworkers and the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. We appreciate their support very much. Joining me now by phone, we've got Rick Bloomingdale, president of the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO. Rick, welcome back.
Thanks, Charles. Always a pleasure to be on the show.
Rick, thank you. We appreciate it. Hey, listen, yesterday the Pennsylvania Supreme Court came out and said that the gerrymandering in Pennsylvania is excessive. They've got just a little bit of time to redraw the maps and get them to the governor for approval. Is that going to be the end of it?
Well, no. I'm sure that Terzi and Scarnati will probably appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. And asking them to enjoin the order to have new maps for the 2018 election based on the fact that they're going to say it's too far down the road, which it isn't. And they're saying, well, North Carolina they enjoined, but North Carolina, U.S. Supreme Court enjoined a federal court decision about state maps. There's a question whether or not, because our Supreme Court ruled on the Pennsylvania Constitution. They didn't rule on the U.S. Constitution. But we know that this conservative court, who always says we shouldn't be an activist court, we know certainly in Gore versus Bush in 2000 that the Supreme Court can certainly overturn state decisions. And as they were so partisan in 2000, they may do the same in 2018. So we'll just have to wait and see. But right now, I'm hoping that, you know, given the software that they have, that the Senate and House are working on maps. There's a young woman who did her own maps without all the fancy mapping software several years ago in 2012, I believe, that showed that you could have contiguous compact districts that represented communities of interest and were compact and didn't split up counties unless absolutely necessary. And I don't know what the breakdown, partisan breakdown would have been, but that's what it should be. It should be, you know, we look at counties and we look at population, regardless of party, and draw those districts to reflect. You know, if you look at the district I live in, which is the 11th, it goes all the way from Luzerne County to Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Now, you know, one is a farming community. The other is old coal mining, lady garment workers, sewing factories, and much different than a farming community in South Central PA. So, you know, they're two very different types of areas, and yet they were thrown into the same congressional district in order to make it more Republican. Had nothing to do with community of interest. It had to do with partisanship. And I think that's what the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania saw, that when drawing districts, there was no consideration given to keeping communities whole, communities of interest, types of occupations, right? What can a congressman do for an area like that's like Luzerne that's different than an area that's like Carlisle? And of course, everybody's seen the crazy 7th congressional district that, in order to put one Republican house into the district, it goes down a highway, the left side of the highway, crosses the highway, branches out into one neighborhood, skips another Democratic neighborhood, goes over here, goes over there. You know, right. Nothing to do with the fact that Delaware right. County is its own, should have its own district, plus some other areas. Just to, you know, so our districts are getting so big, 700,000 people. Yeah, obviously you can't have one district per county. You have to have multiple counties, but they should be as contiguous and whole as possible, not trying to, oh, there's a Republican voter, let's put him into the 7th or her into the 7th in order to make sure we have a Republican-leaning district or right. Democratic-leaning district, right?
Right.
I mean, both parties were in on this map, right? So
this is all about
just a Republican thing.
Yeah, this is all and both, you know, neither side should be doing this, and I'm going to leave it at that. I think we can all understand that. But this is not about, you know, quite honestly, this is not about serving the constituents. This is about staying in office, isn't it?
Right. I mean, this is elected officials, politicians picking their voters rather than voters picking their elected officials. They said, oh, we'll grab this Democrat or this Republican and they'll vote for us. And so we get these districts that are heavily, you know, the only battle is going to be in the primary, not the general election. So what you get is what you now have in Congress. I mean, there's a reason that Congress is so polarized. That's because you elect a lot of people who only worry about their quote-unquote base vote. So they have no interest or incentive to work with the other party. Because if you're in what would be called a swing district, right, you have to try to make sure that your constituents, are happy with what you're doing. Rather, and if they're happy with you making sure that government works, or that government's doing the right, what you believe government should be doing, they're going to respond to that. Now, the fact that, you know, you have folks who are only going to their base, then you get folks who are more worried about staying in office by appealing to that base, so they won't compromise on immigration reform, or they won't compromise on, trade, or the kinds of things that we need to create jobs. These folks won't sit, and I know compromise has become a dirty word, except that's what government is, right? It's the art of compromise. It's the ability to sit down with somebody, because we don't have dictators in this country. We have elected officials, and they should be able to sit down across the table from each other and work out a deal. But unfortunately, they're so worried about getting elected, because you got to remember, for most Congress people, this is the best job they ever had. And they don't want to lose it. So they're going to do what their constituents, the people who get them elected, want them to do. You got an 80% district that's all conservative Republicans, you're going to be conservative and you're not going to budge. If you're in a district that's 80% liberal Democrats and they don't want you to do certain things, you're not going to budge because they want to keep that job. It's all about employment, right?
That's right.
That's what's led to this breakdown in Congress of being really ineffective, because you've got people who are elected who only appeal to base voters. They don't appeal to the middle of the road, the moderates. And that's why this decision is so important. Hopefully we'll get districts where the voters will decide what they want that representative to stand for and look like. I'm reminded back in the day, Bob Edgar in the 7th Congressional District, that was a Republican district. But because people liked the issues that he stood for, and he talked to them, they kept sending him back to Congress. Now, that's the kind of guy that we should have, right? Not somebody who panders constantly to their base vote and will refuse to let government work because they're so afraid of being defeated. So this was a huge decision by our Supreme Court. It was a brave decision. They said this is unacceptable. Voters should be picking elected officials. Elected officials shouldn't be picking voters.
Right. And unfortunately, Mike, voter ID, so Mitt Romney wins Pennsylvania, Terzai, is continuing on with these shenanigans. And this is all about, you know, stopping Pennsylvanian voters from being able to vote for the people they want. And this is a power grab. And quite frankly, it's got to stop. And, we got to keep pushing this. But we're on the right track, and hopefully we can get four or five more congressmen for the Democratic Party and start seeing some fair representation going from Pennsylvania, yeah?
Well, I'm not worried about four or five more congressmen for the Democratic Party. What I'm worried about is four or five more congressmen who are going to support working families.
Well, there you
go. This is not a partisan issue to the labor movement. This is about electing people who are going to respond to the needs of workers on trade, on fair immigration policy, those kind of issues, OSHA, We need, I don't care what party they're in, we got to be able to elect folks who are going to respond to workers. And that's hopefully fair districts will give us that ability to choose our politicians rather than the politicians choosing us.
There you go. Rick, we appreciate you being with us today, and we look forward to talking again soon, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks, Charles.
Fantastic. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.